Blog Talk Radio.
When
oh, Hello? Hello? Yeah. You can't hear me? Oh, it's not coming through? Okay, let me see what's going on, girl. I've been on here just a talking. Okay, then. Let me call back in. Let me see what's going on. Okay. Thank you, babe. Bye-bye. Praise God. I just got a call saying that I wasn't coming out. I'm hoping that you all, area code 832, if I'm coming through, would you call me back and let me know? Or area code 918, if I'm coming through on your line, let me know. And guess 1145, if I'm coming through where you can hear me, type me something up on the small chat line to let me know you can hear me. I'm just a talking. I didn't know it wasn't coming through. It says on online, on the air. Is it coming through? Okay. Okay, then. Thank you, baby. Bye-bye. I thank God for my regular weather people that come on to let me know. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Caller 832, you're now on. Thank you so very much for calling me. I've been just over here talking my heart out, singing and praising and lifting up God. But since I wasn't coming through, let me retract. We are going from Exodus, the 32nd chapter, and the 26th verse. And I read from the 19th all the way to the 29th. And my topic is coming from verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. You know, we're talking about who is on the Lord's side this morning. You know, there are two sides, the Lord's side and Satan's side. In the Bible, it is obvious who was on the Lord's side. Satan tries to confuse people. You know he's confusing us every day. He's coming up with something. It's nothing new. He might have changed the faces, changed the place, but it's still Satan, you all. But we got to be careful. Who are we listening to? Are we listening to the winds and to the waves, or are we listening to the Holy Spirit? You know, everybody is running around from different churches. Girl, I'm going over here to get a word. I'm going over here and get a word. It's just like a buffet. When you go to Golden Corral, Piccadilly, Lubas, and all these big places, they have 150 things on the menu to choose from. That's just like in God's word. You got God's word from Genesis to Revelation. And when you go through, when you pick up this word, you got a full course. You got a buffet that you can read and tell you in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, and keep going. You know what God is saying. But when the enemy is coming in like a flood, he's whispering in your ear. He's sending somebody else. Come on, girl. Come on, guy. Let's go over here. They got a word going on over here. They're giving a word. You leave where you at that you being fed. And you run over here and you run over there. And all you getting, listen to me, not good, you getting a word. But are you getting manifestation with that word? You know, word and power go together. Power can't go without word. Word can't go without power. So a lot of you all in these churches now see no manifestation. You're not seeing the heal, the sick being healed. Those that need demonic demons come out of being delivered. They're coming to the altar Sunday after Sunday with the same problem. Your finances is janky, but you're putting your money on unfertile ground. And you can't figure, what's going on? I'm paying my tithe. I'm paying my offering. I'm doing this. It ain't about frying chicken, fish, and all that in the kitchen. It ain't all about selling all this stuff in the garage sale. It ain't all about that. But are you really listening to God? Who is on the Lord's side this morning? I hope I have some callers. Well, call in or either email me or type me on the chat line. Who really is on the Lord's side? You know, they think they're on the Lord's side when they are not. You know, and you don't want to wait the judgment day when God read the roll and you find out your name It's not in the Lamb books of life. And you're going to go to say, but I was doing this, Lord. I was doing that. I know I was on your side. But where was you going this morning, going this evening, midday, and sneaking here, sneaking there, that wasn't on the Lord's side? You can't be straddled the fence. You know, Balaam apparently wants to be on both sides at once. And that's what's happening with a lot of Christians today. They want to serve God here this morning, serve the devil tonight. You can't go in the club and drink all day, you all, and come sing in the choir for 11 o'clock. You still got all that spirit and stuff in you, the wrong spirit, not the Holy Spirit. You can't be out there doing this and doing that, but you say you on the Lord's side. How are you going to win souls for Christ? Who is on the Lord's side this morning? You know, Koran and his company probably thought they were on the Lord's side, but they were not. In the New Testament, the majority of the Pharisees were not on the Lord's side, even though they mistakenly thought they were. How many people thinking they're on the Lord's side? We better check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, you all, in radio land. Who this morning is on the Lord's side? Do I have anyone that will call in this morning and let me know they on the Lord's side? Area code 832, are you on the Lord's side this morning? Area code 918, are you on the Lord's side? Let me get 918. Area code 918, you are now on.
Good morning. I am on the Lord's side. Hallelujah.
Praise God. See, that's what we see. We got to stand up for what's right, ladies and gentlemen who listen in. We got to let the world know. I don't care come what may come, high water. I'm standing on the Lord's side because, see, God got benefits. He's not taking back what he give to me. But on the Satan's side, he snatched everything back to you with the twinkling of an eye. But when you're on the Lord's side, you know it. Sure, we're going to have trials and tribulation in this life, all of us, even the rich, the poor, and the famous. But whose side are you standing on? You got to say, I'm flat-footed. I'm standing with God. What Job did. Job stayed on the Lord's side. With all that was going on with him, everything was crumbling around him, family, children, cattle, house, even his friends. He stood on the word of God. He stood on the Lord's side. Even at the very end, you are. What did God do? God come in and bless Job double for his trouble. Don't you want to be double or triple for your trouble? You want to say something, Eric, code 918?
I mean, that is so true with the story of Job. I mean, he went through a lot, but then out from the end, God bless, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm learning every day. Just have you got to trust God. I mean, everybody have tests, all part of life. I mean, I'm learning every day, even as being a Christian, we are always continue in a spiritual battle. But then I think about how the word says, if you suffer with me, then you shall reign. This too shall pass. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning every day, even with the tests and trials, what I go through, they come to make me stronger. Lord, and whatever I'm going through, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? Lord, for Lord, what are you trying to show me in this situation? And then once I pass that test, but you know, hey, I thank God for, you know, every day test kind of make me strong. I mean, everything, it is not always the enemy, but some stuff the devil, some things the enemy does do. Some stuff God allowed because God trying to get us up into another place in him.
That's right. That is so true. Calling area code 918. God permits some things to happen. But when things happen, do we give up on God? No. Do we throw in the towel? No, because somebody said something that hurt our feelings, we go to God. Because somebody didn't do something that we wanted them to do, no. We go to God because we know on this side, he said, if he had it and he was God, what about us? But he stood. He didn't want to die on that cross for us, but he know that's why he was born. He was brought to this earth to do what had to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Miss Pretty. Thank you for coming to the line today. You want to email me something or put in the chat line if you on the Lord's side this morning? Because we as Christian, you are, we're all going on in the world today. We got to stand on the Lord's side because it's only God that's going to be able to bring us through the chaos of the world, the shooting, the killing, just everything. We got to stand on the Lord's side, y'all. We can't give up. You know, to be on the Lord's side, we need to love him with all our being, no matter what come up. We got to love God, y'all. You know, God hates all evil. And if we're going to go around steadily doing stuff to people, talking about people, leading people the wrong way, how can we be on the Lord's side? We have to have power on the Lord's side. In these days and time, we got to go to God in prayer. If you got a prayer language, start speaking in your prayer language to God. That way the enemy don't know what you're saying. But when we're speaking out verbally, he know how to attack us. He know when we say we gonna fail, because he done heard us speak. But when you go in your prayer language, he can't touch you, baby. He can't touch you, sir. We got to stand for what's right. We got to be on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. You know, we likewise will abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. You know, when Satan come with all these little trickeries and stuff, when we on the Lord's side, God going to have the shield taken off our eyes. If there's anybody that's listening in today, may not have come in on the chat line, may not have called in, may be just listening on Facebook, on Twitter, on whatever means, notebook, we want to stand you all. Just like everybody get out to go vote and get their candidate, let's stand for Jesus, because he our main candidate. He the only one can help the president right now through everything going on in Washington and different other states. Only Lord, y'all, only God. That's why I say, when I read that in the word of God in verse 26, Moses stood in the gate of the camp. Here he up there talking with God. And here, Satan had come in and connived his way into the people in the camp. He then took everything. They're going to make them a gold calf and everything to serve. And here, the calf can't feed them. The calf can't clothe them. Calf can't take them to the promised land, but God can. That's why you just can't have word. You got to have power with that word to manifest itself. My. You know, we will repent of our sin and turn to Jesus in faith, receiving him as our Savior and Lord. This means to deny self, take up our cross, and follow him. How many of you all listening to me today are denying self? You deny some stuff to follow Christ. Because you know in the end, this material stuff is going to fade away. It's going to be gone with a twinkle in our eye. And you can be right here, and it's gone right from you. But when you're serving God, when you stand in wholehearted with the word of God, God will not fail you. And if it's something you're asking for, and if he sees it's not time to get it, he's going to let you know, not now, wait. Just wait on him. I'm a living witness. See, I've been waiting on God for a building. I stayed on the Lord's side. I didn't give up when the people talked about me, when they scandalized my name, when they drug me down with outreach. I stood. But here I am today to tell you, here God done blessed me with a building, with a church that I even have to pay a penny for. Here God done blessed me with an outreach, a big outreach going to be this weekend. I stood with God. I stayed on God's side. He said, just hold on. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Don't listen to the wind. Don't listen to the wave. I'm coming to you in due time, but I'm going to test you. You're going to go through some trial. You're going to go through some tests. It's not all about money, you all. It's about being on God's side, standing up for the right. Even when people do you wrong, stand up for the right. When they talk about you, stand up. Just pick up that Bible. Read it from Genesis to Revelation. Every blessing you need is in this Bible. Every miracle you need is in this Bible. All you got to do is pick it up. Start reading it. Start relying on the word of God with power. When you read through this word, he got the word, but he got power too. He letting you know without this or this, you can't do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I'm just getting happy over on this other line all by myself today. Thank you, Miss Pretty, and guest 1145 for coming in, because, you know, God is good. I mean, when you think about how God have been to you, each person listening to me, if you had not been standing on the Lord's side today, just think about where would you be today? You know, when we repent of our sin and turn to Jesus in faith, receiving him as our Savior and Lord, this means to deny self. And a lot of people, well, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You can refrain from the TV. You can refrain from taking in the newspaper, watching everything happening here and there, getting those conversations coming in. You can deny yourself. Yes, you can. You know, we will not be ashamed of him and his commandments. He will trust, we will trust him and obey him. See, when you trust God and obey him, you will eat the good of the land. Right here, I'm going to play us another song and let God minister in this song. And hope y'all have something y'all want to say when we come back.
Oh,
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I had a guest came on, and they couldn't stay, but they want prayer. Anonymous prayers. I hope Miss Pretty come back on and email me the prayer that they want, the anonymous prayer. If you're listening in, Miss Pretty, give me a call back, or if you need me to get on another line with you after the broadcast, because you send an anonymous prayer you need. Praise God, praise God. But we gave God praise today. Who is on the Lord's side? I have area code 832. Would you like to say something, area code 832? Who's on the Lord's side? Praise God, praise God. You know, there is no middle ground. We cannot serve two masters. You're going to either love one and hate the other. We cannot love God and also love the follies of this world, the bads of this world, and the pleasure of the world. You know, Christ and his kingdom must be our focus. People, relatives, possessions, and business interests need to have second place in our affection. Now, you know, you have to think about that. We cannot love God and also the things of the world. He give us things here on earth for us to take care, occupy till he come to, baby, to enjoy, but not make a God out of them, not to, you know, like I'll give an example for a car. Some people get a brand new car, and every time you see them, they washing, they shining. That have become their God. God give us things to use while we're here on earth, a tool, vehicle, whatever, but it's not to be a God. We can't serve that car and serve the Lord right. We got to either love one and hate the other one, because no way we can do it both equally. And so Christ and his kingdom must be our main focus. That's what we have to keep our main focus on, Jesus Christ. You know, at judgment, there will be only two sides. Those who are on the right and those on the left. You find that in Matthew 25 and 33. And I'm going to turn over that and read what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word of God said, Matthew 25 and 33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. My, my, my. I'm going to ask you, dear, are you a sheep today or are you a goat? Ha, ha. Hallelujah. Think about that now. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? That's always pulling and eating up everything. You have to determine today what you are. You know, and those who are on the right and on the left, let us give all diligently to make our calling and election sure to be certain we're on God's side. We better make sure on the callings on our life where we are working in those callings. Are we doing what God have called us to do? Are we shaking and faking it till we make it? Are we grabbing somebody else's anointing and the things they do and saying that it's ours? That's what God gives us. God know what he gave you and what he didn't. And we just thanking God today. Let us give all diligence to make our calling election sure to be certain we are on God's side. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Yes, Lord. And if it begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? When you think about that, judgment begins at the house of God. It's not out there in the street. Judgment is beginning at the house of God, saints. So we all need to get it right. We need to know that we are doing it right. no matter what. We got to keep pouring on because we know we on the Lord's side. We can't give up. That song said, get, you know, give up. Who's on the Lord's side? Get up. Who's on the Lord's side? And see, that's what we got to steady tell ourselves, I am on the Lord's side. I'm not giving up, no matter what it look like. I am on the Lord's side. And I will do what he say to do, not what I want to do, because I am on the Lord's side. Do I have any guests on the line today who would like to contribute to anything to the word of God today on who's on the Lord's side? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we say thank you today. You know, if at first it began at us, but what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? My, you know, it's going to be different if you do not obey the gospel of God. We must obey, you all. We have to obey. We have to come clean. Go before God. Actually, and repent. Because, God, I want to be on your side. I don't want to be running with Billy Bob and Jody and Susie. And they go down the wrong path and taking me with them. I want to be on your side. I see their lifestyle is not lining up with what you have me to do, Lord. Put me in the right direction, in the right place you would have me to be and have me to go. You know, when you think about it, we are on the Lord's side. And that's what we have to keep telling. Lord, I'm on your side. No matter how bleak it look, how dangerous it may be, I am on the Lord's side. So I think I'll play us another song today. Who is on the Lord's side? Liberal, Democratic, well, welcome to the line. I hope you're on the Lord's side. Praise God, because we're giving God the praise today because it's all about him. It's not about us. We're giving him the praise. See, can we pull us another song up today? Okay. All right, then, that wasn't one I was supposed to play, I guess. But I'm on the Lord's side. I ain't giving up. And everything going bleak, I'm still on the Lord's side. Thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, let's give him a shout. He's there on the Lord's side, praise the Lord. Let it over the deep. how we gonna step up. Anybody else out there? That line, just send it. Let me know you. Tonight or this afternoon, and they too can be on the Lord's side, doing what God have called them to do. Thank you, area code 832-918, for calling me to let me know that it wasn't coming on earlier. I thank guest 1145 for staying on with us. We give God the praise. Liberal Democrat have checked out, but thank you for calling in. Just keep on shouting in that hallway, whether you're at home or on your job, because you know you're on the Lord's side. You know God's going to work it out for you, for your good. And I want to ask my callers that call in, do y'all have any last words y'all want to say before we go off the air today? Area code 832? Area code 918?
I had... Hello. I enjoyed the Bible study today, and I think it was very beneficial. And for those who are on the Lord's side, the Ephesians chapter 3 gives a detail as to how we can stay on the Lord's side. 1 Corinthians gives an illustration as to why we are on the Lord's side. And, of course, the book of Romans defines the hope and the admiration of becoming involved to get on the Lord's side. So Romans says, how we get on there? We repent and we come to the Lord. We give him our hearts. And we turn everything over to the Lord. We allow him to come into our lives and make the changes. That's the beginning. Ephesians tells us when we get on the Lord's side, how we stay there. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 13 says how we can behave and be counsel while we're on the Lord's side. So all three chapters are relative to the beginning, how we stay, and how we remain on the Lord's side. Thanks so much for the lesson today, and I've certainly enjoyed all that I heard.
Well, thank you so much, caller 832. Thank you for so, and thank you for even sharing some scriptures with our callers that may still be on or may come on later. It'll be in the archive that they can go back and pull up this show and listen to it. Who is on the Lord's side? Caller number 918, did you have anything to say today?
Yes, I thought it was truly a blessing today. There was a good lesson about knowing whose side that we're on. So I thought it was very blessing and very encouraging on today to know about whose side that we are on. As being believers, you got to be on the Lord's side.
Yes, yes. Well, I thank all of you ladies and gentlemen for coming on the line, even all of you all that's on the chat line. I'm on that little small chat, and the way it speaks, I can't type out to give y'all a response. And I don't like to get in the big one because I miss all who all calling in that might not be writing up a check. So y'all forgive the young lady over here. But I thank God for Miss Pretty that came on and she had to leave. And everybody, I just give y'all, give God the glory today. Give God the glory. Give him the glory because it all goes to him. I'm staying on the Lord's side, you all. That's where I'm at. Power and word, word and power. I'm on the Lord's side. That means when things go wrong, I know he the one to work it out. So just like that song said, he will work it out no matter what's going on in your life right now. God is working it out if you stay on his side. But when you come off his territory and go over to Satan, you're going to be beat up and everything. But when you stay on God's side, he got your back. Front door, back door, side to side. Well, I want to thank each one of you all for coming back on. We was a little late starting this morning. Had an outreach had to do early this morning. It was a little late tapping back in. But I tapped right back in, full of force, ready to go. And I want to thank y'all, each one of you, for coming in, each one of the listeners that even came in on the chat line. Grace and peace be to each and every one of you. I love you. If I had the tentacle as an octopus, I was hook each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Want y'all to have a wonderful day. Until next week, I have another exciting show that'll be going on next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.